This is a dictation for Miss Cassandra Hall, CassandraHall. Cassandra Hall. Date of birth is 12/17/1976. And date of service is 5/17/2022. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 3/16/2022. The patient reports that she is here for follow-up evaluation. She has a severe headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the vertex and back of the temple. In addition, patient suffers from severe pain in the neck radiating to the right arm involving third, fourth, and fifth finger in a C5-6-7 nerve dermatom fashion. Also, there is a severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 6. Initially, it was reported to be between 9 and 10. The mid-back pain has not been reported at all. The patient also had pain on the right sacroiliac joint area as well as into the right knee. Area. There is a lot of dizziness and vertigo. She reports that she fell last Monday and last Saturday also. Although she didn't go to any hospital, she believes her legs gave out and the fall was caused by the vertigo and the dizziness. And she has a history of seizures that occurred, possibly, but she's not sure. The pains are reported to be 5 to 8, headaches are towards 4 or 5, and the knee and the back is towards 8. ADLs are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches are still around 6, but they are 2 or 3 times per week. And mostly they are more worse at the occipital region than the vertex. The gait is unsteady, and she fell down 3 days ago when she was going to bathroom, lost balance due to the dizziness and vertigo. She fell on the right side, landed on the shoulder. The pain in the neck is continuing, and so is the lower back and the tailbone. They are reported between 7 to 10, with effect on the ADLs around 7. 20% pain are relieved. The ADLs are reported as follows: walking ability, work, and sleep are affected 10. Mood is affected 8. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headaches with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of equilibrium, anxiety, depression, panic. The patient denies any disturbances, job reasons, blackouts, loss of balance, or poor work performance, or loss of memory, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports a neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, as well as pain in the lower back and the neck. The patient also suffers from pain in the right knee, and no pain in the shoulder is listed. No trouble walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a severe asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that they are no changes in the pain level, and except for the fall that patient reported, no other changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma reported. She fell because of the dizziness while she was going to the bathroom. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 193/108. pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 5/17/2022, dictation number 0519-067. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the physical therapy. Two times per week for the neck, lower back, left shoulder, possibly fractured coccyx. Traction massage, aquatherapy are advised. Gait training, home exercise plan are advised. The patient is advised to go to the hospital if she has any falls, to see a neurologist if she has any more issues. She is provided with Norco 7.5, 325 once daily, 15 tablets only. Since she reported that other medications are not helping, Fioricet 1 to 2 every 6 hour PR and 50 tablets are provided for headache relief. An MRI of the cervical spine was ordered to rule out multi-level disc herniation. The modification of the medication is as follows: patients provided with Celebrex 200 mg twice a day. And duloxetine, 30 mg for depression, baclofenac sodium, for topical pain relief. Ambien is provided, 30 tablets one at night for sleep. Nexium, 60 tablets one twice a day for stomach protection. Imitrex is provided for help with the headaches. Patient will be seen in 15 days time once the MRI is done to identify the issues. Lumbar MRI was already done and it shows that there is a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, L3, L3, L4. L4, L5 and a herniated disc at L5 S1 with variety of bilateral neural foramina stenosis. Patient is advised to be scheduled for a lumbar epidural steroid injection so that she can benefit with the early healing and decrease of pain medication and other issues. Thank you. Patient will be scheduled for this procedure. Thank you. A brain MRI with neuroquant analysis was also ordered to identify the TBI. Thank you. And a neuropsych therapy has been also been ordered for the patient.